Morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Ken Seide.
Good morning.
Ken, of course, is the executive director for the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, and we want to talk, Ken, about an event coming right up here on the 20th, and then we're going to look out a little bit further. So let's first talk about the musical group that's going to be there on August 20th.
Yeah, LaVon, we are very much looking forward to having Lori King and Junction 63 perform here at the Warren Cultural Center. They are an award-winning bluegrass group from South Central Iowa. Just recently, they received several awards from the Society for Preservation of Bluegrass Music. They were named the Midwest Band of the Year. Lori was named the Midwest Female Vocalist of the Year, and their latest CD, Grandpa's Old Guitar, was named the Midwest Album of the Year.
They really piled up the awards, didn't they?
Yeah, they are a great band, that great bluegrass sound. It's going to be a five-piece band performing for us here. The opening act is the Bluegrass Blondies, so you get two for one coming to the show on Saturday.
And what time does that start?
The show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door. You can also get them in advance if you want to go to our website, warrenculturalcenter.com.
And just in case somebody doesn't know where it's located, it's pretty easy to find.
Right. We are the big building with the turret on the east side of the square in Greenfield.
Yeah, find the square and you can get right to it. So, and it's an interesting building to see. It's like a number of other the centers where folks like you and others in town made sure that it got renovated rather than torn down and put to good use.
Yeah, it was a community effort to restore the building. We will reach our 120-year anniversary of the Warren Opera House later this year.
Hmm. I bet you have some special things planned. So let's talk about the series opening. You know, let's look on out here in the future and what people need to be planning.
Sure, sure. You know, we've had a busy summer here with a number of weddings and receptions being held, but now we're getting back into show season. And we are announcing our 2016-17 premier performance series. And this is a series of five shows where we bring in nationally touring and nationally known acts and have them on our stage here in Greenfield. We are opening that series on October 1st. With a one-man show entitled simply Churchill. This is the portrayal of Winston Churchill by actor Andrew Hedlin, and that's sure to be a fascinating show. Churchill is, there's been many books written about him, widely quoted. He was the leader of Great Britain through those crucial years of World War II, so that's going to be our first performance.
So that's kind of
this show, like all of them, there's information and ticket information on our website about it if you'd like to find out more.
So that would be a way to learn about history. You know, some of the folks who come remember a lot of that history. Others are going, this is all new to them. But also, I'm sure, finding out more about the personality and about the man. We maybe have a narrow view of Winston Churchill, and this would be a way to find out more about him.
Yes, it really is, and he's a fascinating character. He had many aspects to his life, his upbringing, and Edlin brings all of those out in his performance.
Okay, so that's the kickoff. What's next?
Right. Then next in the series, on November 19th, we have the Max Wellman Trio. Max is a well-known jazz vocalist in the Central Iowa area. He is performing with a trio when he comes here, but he sings jazz in the style of Frank Sinatra, Harry Connick, Michael Bublé. He has a marvelous voice like that and styles a lot of the songs that he sings, jazz standards, as well as some lesser-known tunes. He is currently the director of the new jazz club in Des Moines, Noche, and really has quite a reputation here, so we're pleased to get him out here to Southwest Iowa.
We are so fortunate for you and the Warren Cultural Center to be able to bring that kind of music and other kinds of performances, not just music. Someplace kind of close to home, actually. I mean, Des Moines isn't that far, but Greenfield's even closer.
Right. And our venue here is very intimate. You know, we're a small to mid-sized theater. We seat about 200 people. Great acoustics in our Norman Lear Theater. And so it really is a chance to have these performers up close and personal. Mm-hmm. They're all great people to work with. They stick around after the show in our lobby and meet people and talk to them. So it really is an experience from start to finish in the evening.
Okay, another great benefit for going to the Warren Cultural Center and someplace that is a little bit smaller, because like you say, some of those places, you know, hold thousands of people. That's not the case, and that's a good plus. So number three on your agenda of series is what?
Right. The third show we get into next year in February, we will have a group called the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. This is an interesting group. They bill themselves as the only full-time traveling ragtime orchestra. And they play the music from back in the 1920s, the Scott Joplin ragtime sort of music. And they add a unique element to their program. They will have one or two short silent movies that they will put them up on our screen, and they will play along with those silent movies, providing the soundtrack to those. So in a way, this is really a chance to experience the Warren Opera House as it was back in its heyday in the 1920s. You know, they showed silent movies here. So this is going to be like a trip back in time to sit down in our theater, see a silent movie, and enjoy some of that great style of music, that ragtime style.
Sounds like fun. So you just, and the variety you have, I think, is always you trying to reach people of different interests. But, and this one is, I'm not sure where else you go to see that kind of performance. So it's great to have it in a theater like the Warren Cultural Center. And next on your agenda in 2017 is?
The next show is in March 11th, and that's going to be a fun show called Johnny Counterfeit and the Time Traveler's Band. Johnny does voice and vocal impressions of two dozen some stars that people will be very familiar with, country stars like Johnny Cash or Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra or Ronald Reagan, political figures. A lot of clean humor thrown into the show, and a lot of music singing those songs that some of those stars made famous. Mm-hmm. So he's coming to us from Nashville, a very popular show, and he travels around the country with that. And then our final show of the series, we're bringing back one of our fan favorites, a group called Shy of a Dozen. That's a men's a cappella group from Iowa State. Young man who put on a great show. They have marvelous vocal harmonies. They sing everything from Beach Boys to classical Beethoven songs. But all of that with harmony and very professional, very well done.
You know, and I think more people are interested in a cappella groups since there have been a couple of TV shows that have produced some of those outstanding groups. And so, you know, I guess I hadn't heard anybody like that for a long time. So that kind of ups the interest, and I hope that's true, because we have these, again, mostly homegrown folks that are coming through Iowa State. So one group, and you said this was a fan favorite. You've had them before.
We have. I think this will be their third time on our stage, and we've always had a full house for them before. They're very entertaining. You know, what's interesting, too, is, as the name implies, they're just shy of a dozen. There's 11 of them. But they're not all music majors by any means. Half of them usually have majors like chemistry or engineering, but they love to sing. They have great voices. They blend together, and you can tell they just have a lot of fun on stage being with each other.
And that makes it more fun for everybody when they're having fun. So you mentioned earlier about your website, and I'm guessing, you know, if people have heard now the descriptions and going, oh, I might be interested in that. So website is a good place to, again, check that information?
Our website is warrenculturalcenter.com. You can go to our page and click on the events tab, and you'll see descriptions and dates of these and other events that are coming up. And then there's a link that you can buy tickets in advance for any of these shows. We also have a season ticket available for all five of the premier shows. You can save a little money if you get the package deal and come to the whole series.
All right, very good. So remind us again this one that's coming up this Friday, August 20th. Remind us about those details.
Right. That's Lori King in Junction 63, Bluegrass Music, performing with the Bluegrass Blondies, award-winning Bluegrass. They are performing at 7 o'clock tonight here at the Warren Cultural Center. And I should say a quick thank you to Long's Market and Hotel Greenfield for being sponsors of that show. You know, those shows and all of our series have the support of local businesses who sponsor our shows, help underwrite the cost of bringing those shows here. And without their help, we really couldn't bring this sort of quality entertainment to the Warren Cultural Center. So we appreciate them.
Okay, so thank you to them, and thank you to Ken to visit with us about this program that's on August 20th, correct?
August 20th. That is correct.
All right. Ken Seide, thank you so much for visiting with us, and be sure to check out the Walls Cultural Center in Greenfield. Until next time, here's a thought. Music is the poetry of the air.